Parshas Baloischo. And you want to talk about Olamaisa, we're holding Noch Kabos HaToyra. Just recently we've been Makabal HaToyra. It's a big story. We spoke Shavuos night by Richus on the Yisoid that Shavuot, that a person can be zeichah to Torah on the best oifin, even if he doesn't have all the qualities, not the smartest, this Yetzirah, that Yetzirah, if a person wants, he can be zeichah to Kabbalah that Torah on a meidik oifin. We said over the story in Chaya Olam brings the Maisa that's mentioned in Chassam Soif in Chudam Shulish of the Bocha that came to Chassam Soif and Imamish had it shver. Came in, he didn't know how to learn anything, and he came to Chassam Soifer, and he said he wanted to learn Torah. And Chassam Soifer was sitting there, and his Talmidim were looking at this Bacha. He didn't look like the most star Bacha. He was come out off the streets, and the Bacha were chuckling a little bit when he mentioned he wanted to come to Chassam Soif Yeshiva. To get into Chassam Soif Yeshiva, you had to be mamish, a choshev Bacha. And yet, this Bacha wanted to learn. When Shteit, the Maisa is brought gedrukt in the Sefer Chut HaMashur, very, 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 Shteit that this Bacha went on, we said a whole story, not for now, this Bacha went on to learn and to become an Av Beis Din, even though Hitaka, like we said, his head was made like from the rock of Gibraltar, nothing could enter in. They started to teach him, and Mamish, they taught him a Mishnah hundreds of times, until he got one Mishnah, the next day he forgot it. But slowly, slowly he achieved. And Be'etzem, it's a gewaltig chizik for a Bocha to know that he could, with the right approach, with the right desire, with the right bikush, with the Ratzon HaTov, a person can be Zoicha. And we have to understand the voice I was stated in this week's parasha, the Ramban, the Helik Ramban. Why Tak is it so difficult? When the Ramban states in the Pasuk, Uva'arich ha'on ha'amishkan yomim rabim v'shomer b'nei Yisrael z'shmeret Hashem lo Yisrael. When the honor we know Api Hashem Yachanu V'Api Hashem Yisol, that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar followed the Yibei Yishlo Api Hashem Yachanu V'Api Hashem Yisol. Shteit in Ramban V'Tam V'Harech Ha'anon Loimar Ki Im Yair V'Harech Ha'anon Ha'amishko Yom Rabin V'Amok Mahu Einenu Toi V'Einem. The place that they were staying was not so good. The conditions weren't the best. Physical conditions. For your chafetzim is arms of the Rabbi Ma'oil and Soyim and Amokoim. That tremendous desire to leave the place. Aval Pikein lo Yabra Ratzon Hashem. Even so, they don't go over on Ratzon Hashem. They stayed in the Mokoim, even though the conditions were unbearable, come out. In this place in the Midbar. That's the Pshad, the Pasuk with Shom Ruben, the Yisrael, the Smash Hashem, the Yisrael. Continues the Rabbi Kim Yiris Hashem. The Yom was very weary and tired out. And the Maisu, 2 or 3 days, they wanted to stay a longer time. The Anan gets up and starts to go. Yasu Rosh Hashem Alech Zachary Anan. V'sipe'oi, ki yesh shlo yamdu rak layla echot. One night. Let's start going in the morning already. One night, just settle down for a second. That's it. We're moving again. We're going out. And sometimes it's day and night, which is even a bigger Torah. Especially in the night, you come in. Guy comes in late, comes back from America, comes to yeshiva. Okay, the night anyway doesn't unpack. He's exhausted. He falls asleep in the clothes. But here they were yom v'laylos. So they were just getting unpacked. Oh, on and off. We got to start traveling again. They thought they would stay for a while. They didn't know what's going to be. They start unloading the agolas, taking up the building the mishkan again. The ganze avoda. Next day, traveling again. And it happened, and there was no telling what's going to be. So Kabesla, what's the pshatak in this taka and hoga that Bereshim made with them? What was this anhoga that the Bereshim was managing them, or anhoga, from not knowing where you're going, when you're going, how you're going, and what the new basis of the direction, but there's no settling of das. So the best of the Mishra Me'aliyo, there was a chinuch in Kabbalah's old Torah. So the best of this was a chinuch in Kabbalah's old Torah. The Torahs, Yechoyim Arulumo, Sha'achoy Shivleishu B'Sheket U'B'Shalva, Im Kol Hanochiyot. A person thinks he could sit quietly, without any problems, without things going on. For Oz Yahweh Hashem, that's he's going to be serve Hashem. That's how he's going to learn. If everything's going to be the proper conditions, if I have my standard, if I have a good chamay gad after good chavrusa, if the matzav is good, the weather is nice, I don't feel a little bit chilly and a little bit hot, then oh boy, am I going to learn. He zokter of destiny's toya toyis gedoylo. Zokter kabulus atoyro is musnis. There's a tnai muktam to be carried the old covet of the tilto aderech. The tilto aderech. Ubeemes is a yalkut. I can find it right now. The yalkut of Shiva mentioned many times. For the yalkut zogt that noch shvius haluchus. Klali says not to learn term. He took sad. He took tilto. The Shiva used to always speak before he went on his long journey to America. Always to stay over the Yalkut. The Shiva has to travel and shop around to make money for the Yeshiva. Well, Torah is noch in Shvir Saluchos. Torah is mitoch tiltu, mitoch tzar, mitoch Schwierigkeiten. Aber mit der Arzt. Kabbalah hat Torah meint, that I learned Torah in all conditions, in all matzavim. Das ist Emes der Kabbalah der Torah. Emes der Kabbalah der Torah means there's no excuses. Emes der Kabbalah der Torah means he's in Beis Medrash and every day he can. If Chas is strong, he's definitely ill. Over the Ram Mazak, I'd join Moise Mamish. He'll stand with Torah. Even then. They say, Chasam Soifa, on his deathbed. He was lying there, Mamish. Deathly ill, they thought it was any second now. The people came in, there was Amish people around, talking, tumulting. And the Chassam Soifa called all his children and said, what's going on? Tata, it looks like any minute. He said, there's time yet. I'll still be able to down the tziba tomorrow, he said. In the meantime, clear everybody out. For us. He said, the Chassam Soifa, I'm chazering. I hope the big bechina coming up. You don't get 200 shekel if you pass it. The big bechina, the bechina ha-godol. Ha-godol va-noya, ha-techaz, ha-gan-shaz. Chazoriz, they're disturbing me. But yoy moisai. Look at the Rambam says, that yoy moisai mamish. What doesn't matter what the situation is, Kabbalah, the Satoru demands, the Kabbalah's oil Satoru demands, that a person in all matzovim, in all matzovim, half by limut, half by learning. The famous Maisa Boisai, the Iruka Mir Shiva of Chaim Shmulevitz, was traveling with Talmidim on the boat from Shanghai to Eretz Yisrael. Someone, I think one was Bekitzer, but that's the way it's Gedruk Demais I saw recently. He was traveling on the boat from Shanghai to Eretz Yisrael. And Avada was a very tumultuous time. Although they were on the way, everybody knows how many boats were stopped. And particularly with the British coming into Eretz Yisrael. Kind of looking for pirate ships, whatever. Use your imagination. And every few minutes, Bachman were asking, where are we holding? Where are we holding? How far is the journey? When's it coming to an end? Are we close to the port? During that time, one of the Bachman, whoever was in the line, whoever was on that boat, in the vicinity of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked the Shaila, where are we holding? So Reb Chaim overheard someone saying, Vihar, where are we holding? So Reb Chaim Shmaisa Gimel. We're holding in Shmaisa Gimel. What's a Shaykh? He's holding in tumult, his tongue, he's holding, Mama, you don't know what's going to be. Reb Chaim's holding, where's he holding? Everybody's holding. I don't know how far to look at the scenery, they have binoculars out. They're looking, who knows that what? The peaks, the Mount Hermon, they see the snow. Maybe they go on a ski trip, the Yeshiva will sponsor. They're looking for the snow on the Mount Hermon. They're looking, who knows what? All the countries around. Where are we holding? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shmaisa Gimel. A little while later, Shmaisa Dalet. Reb Chaim, they say over in the matter of Shanghai, he was in Sakonis Nefoshes Yoim Yoim. He was Shiva, whatever he was, but he lived outside where the Yeshiva was. He had to sneak in and sneak out. Bochum used to sneak in. So he had to learn with him, and he had to change money, which was mamish Sakonim Muflah. And Reb Chaim describes the Matzorim in Shanghai Stam of Boisai. Develop describes. He quotes here over here from a sefer Neis Hatzala from the Yeshiva. V'oyd av miyuchad oyeh b'shiva b'tzkuf azu. With everything going on, while they're running away, the Chatzku used to pass to which base medicine should move. You don't understand. People thought, everybody said, oh, they escaped to Shanghai, Gavaldik. Great story, they got escaped. People don't think in Shanghai, Gubu was a Konig Adoyla. Besides this, in Yuchayim, with the changing of the money and different things, they were suspecting them of being close to the marriage. Japan was against America then. They were getting money. But besides all that, there was bombings going on all the time. The Chatzku used to tell him, Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisrael. He used to say, the Chatzku said, okay, we're moving to Beis Medrash today. We're moving there, boom, the bomb fell on the verge. Tomorrow we're moving here, boom. Chatzku will murder, they got a different Maisa. His Yad Tishmaya. Even in Shanghai, the Metal from place to place, people were away from their families. The heat and the food situation was all right. And they have a big picture, one of these things of the yeshiva in Shanghai. It looks very nice, beautiful base medrash. You know, the heat was, you know, your umen. They used to tell you that it was so hot there. No, it was gone, Rabbi Yisai. It was so hot that the Chaim Shmulevitz, after one or two sisters, after a Seder, used to go out and rinse out his shirt, mamish. Rinse it out. I said, oh, take off his shirt and rinse it. And for all the water that was inside from the sweat, it was so hot. And the fleas and the bugs. And this is when they're going from place to place and state on the sefer. Tom Yuchadai Bishiva Tkufazu, who has Alice, Betalmud, Atoyev Yoshamayim, Bemeshe, Kot, Kufas, Hanoi, and Adudim. Lord Yeshiva Kmachin, Aboy Reach. The Chodesh should have been like a kid that's running away, they're on the go, they're on the run, they're moving, they're jumping, they're running, they're dwelling for their lives. It should have been a matter that, okay, if you have a few hours of learning, it's Gevaldik. I want to carry on a tzuras ha-yeshiva, b'toich the mulchama, b'toich the matzovim. When our doctors mamish given the zel v'zav, with Ian say the Bikia say the Musa say the everything mamish, the davening. Even when they were running mamish, the shkeda v'afloa, what moiridik he says, and the tefillahs. And Reb Chaim, I think he said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that kufa, that's more that the learning was reached Madrigas, it's Atsumas. Madrigas that could be, he weren't Zohar, me, she, at any other time in their history. Dafka in those kufas. Dafka in those kufas. Dafka we took the difficulty.
But what's the pshar, Rabbi Yisrael? Al chayra, it's pum fakert. It's pum fakert. Shmaiz the boy, it's lucid, the Gemara says. You need clarity. What's the epius, Rabbi Yisrael? That a kosh boy was goyza. The chazal said, with goyza, after shvias aluchas, there was a gzeira. Oh, but what's the epius? That the tzuras halimut is dafka bitoch shverkaiten. Dafka bitoch inuyim. Dafka bitoch rov. The Bechanach Yeshiva was known, Rabbi Yisrael. The Bechon and Masmin, the Asmara was Matzav Masmara Atzuma. They learned Mamish with unbelievable Ruchni, unbelievable learning. The Asmara and the Lima, the Aliyah was Omeridic. But the Matzav Mitzad Gashmias was a Pella, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chapella. They had no food a lot of times. Nothing, no money in a thing. Rabbi had to run far, far. Rabbi was always in debt. Mamish, the Matzav was gefährlich, money-wise. And yet, the yeshiva ran Meiridim, Rabbi Yisrael. First service, over the Yisrael is Pum Faker, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Dafke mitoch the hardships. Dafke mitoch the tzar. Dafke mitoch the path of Melech Toichu, Mahim HaMesur Tish, the Valor Tishon, the Chayet Tzar Tichye, with the Torah to Omel, Dafke mitoch Zeh, the Shrech mitoch Omel Olam HaZeh. Im Ata Oyster Kenz, So the baby of the Lopi, I'm at the oyster cake. Dafka when it's shver, dafka b'chayet tzartichya. Uf a toira at the omel. In that matzov and mitzvah, a toira at the omel, is ashrecha boi lamazeh. Feel the ashrecha. Dafka when it's difficult, Rabbi Zeh. The pshad is, al derech ha-pashtus. When the matzov is more difficult, Rabbi Zeh. The effort that's put in is harder. Much more effort has to be applied. And more than that, the mesiras nefesh that a person has to put towards it. The mesiras nefesh that a person has to put towards it is to extremes. And when there's mesiras nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael, there's moiridik siyat nishmaya. When there's avoid atzuma, when a person goes to the length of what he can do, when he's pushed to the limits, that's when the Kodesh Baruch sends Shmuyridik Siyat Nishmari. When a person knows he has no one to rely on, chutz for himself, when he knows that everything he has to do is put, all he has to do is put all his koiches, our koiches, and let it ride into the matzav. In that matzav, a person steigs. When he feels it's easier, it's not so schwer. When he feels I can get by doing this, he doesn't put the full effort into it. He doesn't reach his full potential. And Mamela Siyat Nishmaya was lacking also. The Siyat Nishmaya isn't everything, Rabbi Yisrael. But Siyat Nishmaya Atzuma comes mitoch Siyat Nefesh. Comes when a person reaches the limits of his koiches. When he puts everything that he has into it, his full, far possible physical koiches, he reaches to the limits. Then the Rebbe Hashem says, he's going kmat beyond what he can do. I'm going to give him the koach to go weiter. And the person has to know, he has to understand this, that fakir, because it's hard. When it gets hard with derech klal, the nature of a person sometimes is to quit. When it gets difficult, the nature of a person is to back off. It's difficult. The psychological feeling of the difficulty makes in his mind stay away. Take it easy. When the Torah HaKdoisha holds, pum fakert. The harder the matzav is, the more shverkeit it is, the greater madrei you're going to come from it, Rabbi Zah. The much higher madrei you're going to come from it. So the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noyah, the famous Medrash Tanchuma, the Kavakash of Toysus and Shabbos Pechaz, L'choyro, they accept Nasev and Nishma. Why they need the Kviyas Har? So up there, they need the Kviyas Har because it's easy to become on Toysus and Shabbos Tav. Nasev and Nishma was on Toysus and Shabbos Tav, the Medrash Tanchuma. But Toysus and Shabbos Tav, which is kosher, like Noysa, and so the Medrash. ואין מי שעוסק בו, אלא מי שאוהב את הקודש ברוך הוא באמס. זאת הלשון המדרש. ואם אל עומר המלכה שבעל פה, שיפר דקדוקי מצווס כעס וחמולויס, ואז הקמובס, וכושר כשאור כנעסו, ושאין לא ימי לא ישר מי שאוהב את הקודש ברוך הוא באמס, אז נוח היסוי איתו. And when a person puts out all his full mitzvahs nefesh to be koined, there is a siman from Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a veil. He loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much, he doesn't want to let up, he wants to know Hashem at all costs. It's Az HaKamoves, Kinasa. The Eilin Shalomi HaShemi Shoyer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes. There is a siman from Ava for the mensch. When it's more difficult, when Hashem pushes him farther away, when he makes it more difficult for him, and the bird bracha comes back, and he fights, and he tries, and he's even, where's the strategy? Ben Hashem, no, Ben Hashem, I'm not going to give up on you. I have Ava, Miriadika, Ava to the Ben Hashem, I want at all costs. I've had the Ben Hashem's going to give him Siat Tishmai. The Ben Hashem's going to fill him up. Thus is Rabbi Yisrael, you saw it. Thus is the Yisrael of Kabbalah Zatoyah Be'emes, Rabbi Yisrael. The mensch feels Kabbalah Zatoyah, there's no excuses. There's no hard situations, no difficulties. There's no matzovim. Yeah, the matzov is another experience, another opportunity, better said, to show his avos Hashem. It's a more difficult. He doesn't feel so well today. His chavrusha didn't show up. He has this and he has that. His neck hurts, his back hurts, his this hurts. Even we call mokim. He's there in Beis Medrash learning. What does it show? Ava. Ava Atzuma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava Atzuma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Torah. Ava Atzuma. To be stavik beboiroi. In that matzav of Ava, is it not possible when a person is zorgo to marry a dixiyad dishmaya? There's once a ma'isa of Boisai. He came to the Afriya de Gagir Rebbe. His name is Menachem. And it was Amol, he used to come to him. Amol used to come to him with shailas that it was a big veer that wanted to give diris for different avreichim. And the veer would give him a certain amount of money to pay for a whole dira, and an avreich who was mamash poor like anything would get the dira. So they came to Pnei Menachem. Gvir once came to Pnei Menachem with this offer. He wants to support a Gvir, give him money for the deer, whatever, $100,000, $150,000. Comes to Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem goes to speak to Rosh Kolim to find out who should be the Roy, who wants to mekabel it. Hundreds and thousands, whatever, of Avreichim. So they picked the two Mitzvayanim, the best ones, narrowed it down to two. And the Rosh Kolim said, Be'etzim de mamish even. Even it's hard to choose, I can't make a achra. So Vos frekt the Pnei Menachem. So he asked, which of the two has a shvachra cup? And which of the two, talk in your mind, how to work harder. So he said, this Avrech Taka. He was known as a kid as a shvachra cup. The father today, the holy same Dargis HaHavona, Dargis HaYediyah, but who had to work harder? Sucked. Pnei Menachem, give it to that one. If I had to reach today the same Madrega, but who worked harder? Who put the koiches in? Who was zuchah to show that I was at Kodesh Baruch on a Madrega Hatzuma? That was the one who had it more difficult. And of them, is aggressor Madrega. At the end, someone came to give the other one also. That was his achra, Rabbi Yisrael. It's pumfakert, how we look at it. We seek the one that has the genius cup. We think the one that has mamish, the quick tfisa. We think the one that it goes so easy for. He comes to Beis Medrash, he makes the leiners, he makes the everything comes so easy. He has a chabura in 10 minutes. We think by him! How have I could be like him? By me! Till I get the traces klar, till I get the sugi klar, it goes schwer. On Fi Aveda today, we're not saying Chazal Shalom, that it won't be in Eloi. Avada is gewaldig. But a person has to be happy with his matzah. If Taka comes shver, if Taka, when he learns his mamashim, he has shver kaiten. It's difficult for him to concentrate. It's difficult to think it through. But mikol mokoyim, he works it through. What a madrega he can come to. But not only that, but he said, I'm moving with the gemais I saw. A million of the Gemaisa, they put out in the Sefer Shifas. He brings a million of the Gemaisa. The story starts in New York in an auditorium. And a big Askin named Zusha was preparing, he was like a famous Askin. He was preparing everything, the lights and everything, the cameras and the action for a big dinner that they had got together all the big Gevirim in America. To help support different moisdays in Eretz Yisrael, different yeshivas, a collective matzav, and Amelah, they all had come, and he had arranged, and he was a goyish cup. Unless he had arranged the whole thing. He was very proud of his avodah, setting up the tables, the napkins, the hors d'oeuvres, the first course, the second course, the third course, mamish, and everything was set up so beautifully, so fancy, so becoming of Kavod HaTorah, Zusha, the Helik of Zusha was so happy. And as they say, he was setting up the night, they had him preparing the speakers for the night, this Rosh Hashim and that Rosh Hashim was going to speak, to bring out and to get the crowd going, to move the hearts and stir the feelings of the Gvirim that they should want to give. He also wanted to have the Hatzlocha Hatzuma, and Abadi they prepared. Well, he didn't know the Rosh Hashim, the Kaim Etzra, he knew exactly who they were, but it was prepared very nicely, who was going to speak and who was going to bring out this Koyach. Many moistures were there, many gvirim. The kids said everything went smoothly, everything was so nice. The dinner music was beautiful, accompaniment by Shelley Lang's orchestra. And Mamish, everything was so beautiful. They had the guy on the harps and Mamish on the violins. Mamish, beautiful, everything. And Zusha was so proud, everything ran so well. Then it came the more warm, the more heart-sick moments. The Drashonim got up to speak one after the next. And after the regular Drashonim, now the Darshan HaGadol was going to speak. It was Rav David Kohen Shlita. Shoyrech HaKohen from Eretz Yisrael. They had a Rabbanim, I guess, from America that spoke. Shoyrech HaKohen from Eretz Yisrael, Rav David Kohen, the Darshan HaGadol. He got up to speak. And Zusha, and the minute he saw this David HaKoyin, chapta pachad. He looked, and he looked again, and he realized that this David HaKoyin looks so familiar to me. This David HaKoyin, mamash, looks familiar. I know this face from someone. He's working hard to understand it. And here he hears him speaking. Mamash, getting the crowd going, darshening away, saying Torahs, drushes, mamish, the drusha was moiridik, and the whole time Zusha, half hearing the drusha, his also has one, his eyes and his mind is working hard to figure out who this David guy. I know him from somewhere. And then it hits him, Rabbi Yisai. It hits him very stark in the face. He turns his mind back to many, many years, to his last day in Yeshiva Tana. And there he sees. He sees this David Kohen. What transpired? Zusha Taka learned together, not only in Yeshiva Ktana with him, but also what they call here in Cheder, the Chadorim beforehand, with this David Kohen. But it was so perplexing to Zusha, why it was so hard to picture him as this Rav. Was Zusha remembered, as he turned his mind back to those days, that Zusha was the Eloi. Zusha was the one that the Rebbe called, that he was Teufis quick, from the days in Cheder. Everything came so fast. He was ordained to be the Goyin Utif Eres. Zusha was the one mamish, and he shver shayel the Rebbe right away. He was with the Teres, and he was upgefrechting. And this David Kohen, this David Kohen, the Daesh Nagoro for today, he Taka was a small, short little guy, Adel. Who passed had a mamash, a shver cup, a kosh havon, everybody said. It was a story that was printed in America. man was a schwer cop. And he used to sit next to this David Cohen used to sit next to Zusha and Shir, and every few minutes he used to ask him questions to explain him. But not to explain him, you know, the thief guy, the poshut shot. He was mamish so far. People used to try to help him out, but he was mamish, the shkopnish arbiter so good. And Zusha Taka used to be bothered by these shilas of David all the time. And if it got to a matter where he was mamish, he couldn't take it, Kamat. But not only that, one time, this David Cohen came over to him and asked Zusha, being the guy that he saw was the Matzliach and the Kit, and he looked at himself as the Emet Mutzlach, that he should make a Chavrusa with him. He asked him for a Chavrusa. And he thought for a second, and then he burst out in Kass. All the days and the weeks of him helping out Shia, of just trying to get something into this guy's noodle, Mamish erupted now. And he came out and he screamed at him. He said, Nimas li mimcha, I'm disgusted today with you. Not another, you drive me crazy in the Shia. I have to also now make a chavrusa with you. Go back to Kita Dalit and learn over there and maybe you'll understand something. It was a little bit understandable. Zusha already was building up this. But David was very hurt. He was mamish hurt. He started to cry and run to, he ran to his room, almost bursting out in tears from the bush and the embarrassment of this Zusha. Zusha didn't care too much about it, and they continued on. They went to Yeshiva Gedolah L'Ktana together, and Zusha again was the Eloi of the Yeshiva, and this David continued, he had gotten to that same Yeshiva, but again the Chala, the one who was Chalov. Day after day passed, they finished, they moved to Yeshiva Tana, they went to Yeshiva Gedolah, again they were in the same Yeshiva Gedolah, and the Maisa. The same thing continued. There were Shiduchim and so on and so forth. Zusha now is looking back on his life, and here he sees him, the Ilu HaGadol, what's he doing? Setting up tables, fixing the microphone for David Cohen. A little bit lower, please. The Eloi! And there's David Cohen, the one who the Shvachaya. The Daesh Nagodol, the Reach HaKomoy from Eretz Yisrael. What a Hashpala. What a Bizoyan to Zusha. Zusha didn't remember the rest of the night. People didn't understand what happened to him. He turned solemn. The whole night he was so excited about everything he was doing. And now everything became black for him. He mamash couldn't sleep nights and days. He didn't know what to do. He felt he had to go to his Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was in New York. He was living in New York already. He has to go to Eretz Yisrael, to his Rosh Yeshiva, and talk to him. Kitzi gets on the plane. He comes to Eretz Yisrael to take care of something anyway in Eretz Yisrael. He gets there, and he goes to his Rosh Yeshiva, and he talks to him. His Rosh Yeshiva was so happy to see Zusha. Zusha, the star of the Yeshiva. How are you doing today? But Kitzi, Zusha's silent. The happy man, the successful man, he's silent. He's sitting there with a stone face. And she was trying to get out from him with food and with different inspiration, trying to get out from him. Speak, tell me, what's your problem? Finally he says, he opens up and he tells the whole story. And he tells the whole story. And he says, Zusha, at the end, I don't understand. Today, Amdu was a Godel asking, but I don't open up until tomorrow. And this David Cohen is a Reshiva, a Godel Batayra. What happened? I don't know how to deal with this thing. I don't understand it. And the Reshiva opened up and he said, I'm really ready to go. He sighed and he said, you know, Zusha, I want to tell you something. Nirali, Shabbai Hidafka Kishroinus Shulcha. Your problem was your Kishroinus. Which people look to as a Maya Chas V'Shon, we're not trying to tell the person about Kishron as a Chassar and a Baisa. But here the story was, he told her, Shiva told him, Fakir, your Kishron was the problem. And Zusha said, why my Kishron is Fakir? That made me the Elo HaYeshiva. What's better to have grace of Kishron is? So the Yeshiva said, let's go into the story. There's two Bochum sitting in the Yeshiva. One has Miriam, the Kishroinus, Eloi Otsum, the other one Shvacha. One guy sits down to learn, turns pages, mamish, finishes 7 blot a day with Rishonim, Achronim, mamish, and it goes squid. He has all the kashin and tusim, the sugi in 5 seconds, everything's mamish easy. The second one sits there, just to understand a Pasha, the Toysis, to understand a Veta and Rashi, to understand the Gemara, the Shach V'Tayah, to be shown him, to work it out. It takes him a while. It takes him Shver. So who was more Matzliach? So everyone said, 7 blot, we showed him Achroinim, Kiveg is everything, Mamis, Pnei Yoshu is everything. But he said, name. The one who was Shvacha, Nachoira, has a myriad of mile over the other one. Why? He might have got Dapin. And if Kiveg was a father's Choshev. Oh, but the one who had to work hard was Koina something much greater. He was Koina the Regilos to sit hours and to learn, to work hard, to misamek. He was Koyach the Koyach HaAsmada. Yelidor HaMukhshar, the other guy, he wasn't Koyach HaAsmada. It came very easy. If something now in life, in learning, comes difficult, we don't know how he's going to deal with it. It came easy, so he learned. The one who had difficult, he learned to learn mitoch tzar, to get through the difficulties. He was koina the regilas of asmoda, but even more, as he says, he was koina amida ba'atzmoy, that when it's difficult, you don't stop, you don't quit, you continue going. And that's in life also. In Shverish Matzov and Parnosa, Shverish Matzov and Tivin Mahabad of Chaim, quit, divorce, stop the job, leave this and leave that. Why? Too difficult. Well, the reason for divorce today, the reason why so many people are having troubles, they can't work it out, they can't seem eye to eye, why? It got difficult, they quit. Where did they learn that? That was their chinuch the whole life. They were learning the Tosfos, it got hard, quit. Let's look it up. They're learning Gemara, it's difficult, art scroll, under the table, over the table, in between the table, go outside to the bathroom, you have it stored away in the corner over there. It's difficult, quit. Too hard Gemara today, maybe tomorrow, go to sleep, we'll start schmoozing. It's very common, but it's too bachma learning. You can't do a shver piece of Gemara. What does this mean, Shmuel? Don't know. Yanko, what does it mean? Don't know. Coffee break. Okay, they come back for the coffee break. 10 minutes. Pretty good, Baruch Hashem. A nice hot coffee. Beautiful. Let's sit down. What does this mean? Chinese to me. What do you think? Very Shmuel. Let's schmooze a little bit. Next thing they knew, it's 1 o'clock. Couldn't get the Gemara today. Maybe tomorrow. 1 o'clock, they schmooze for 2 hours. Why? It was a little difficult. That I'm amit to say, oh, just a little bit. What turned out because of that? 2.5 hours of batala. Instead of the boy said, work a little bit harder. Let's go nachamo. I don't understand nachamo. I don't understand nachamo. I'll ask somebody. Try to understand nachamo. The difference is not only that he's calling that idea and they'll have to wait till tomorrow. Look at the art school tonight to get the idea. The difference was a Kenyan Benafshay. Then we turned the Amo of this person, he was calling Amidas HaMelos, Amidas HaHegel, of Asmada. Amidas, I'm not giving up, me turn the Shverkeit. And this one, who started to schmooze for 2.5 hours, besides this terrible batala, but he trained himself, and if something's hard, I quit. Well, something's difficult right away, let's talk about, I don't know, we're climbing the Chamon next week. We're going on a trip, planning next week's trip, and his mind was talk. Why? It got difficult. A business schwer. If a person would only realize, that noch a step, noch a hamelus, this Yad Nishmai is waiting. He wouldn't waste a second, he wouldn't run out for the coffee break right now. He would forget, it's good that's hard. I'm going to try another more. Harder, harder, harder. The kids of the Shiva told him this word and hit Husha like a mamash amurah de gazach. At the end of the story, Rabbi Yisrael Zusha went back to learning. He went back to learning after the Shiva told him that maybe he can still do it. Zusha is not shver. He went back and became a Choshiva, a Koyla guy, and there he is. No, Rabbi Yisrael, But the mice, at the end of the day, the lesson of this mice is moiridik, Rabbeisai. If we would look at the two rabbis in yeshiva, you look at the two, who's going to turn out to be the best? And the Gedolei Hasidut said it many times. They once came to the Chazon Ish, Shlomo Lawrence, Shlito lives here, came to the Chazon Ish with a shayla. I think on the Sefer Hashem Yishamo v'Torah. He came to the Chazon Ish with a grace of shayla. Why don't we make a yeshiva for the Mitzuyanim? The ones who are shvachra, let them live for so years, they'll make barnosa. The mice, what's going to become? The Chazish had two answers, but one of his tributes was Chazish, you never know. You can never tell. It's sometimes pum fakers. And for this, you so you understand why. The Baruch Yishore said at the end, don't necessarily become the Gedolei Rabbeisai. The Gedolei could be somebody who's a missil shvachra, who came harder to. Toira mitoch atchak. Through the difficulties. That's Kabbalah Torah B'Emes, Rabbi Yisrael. Kabbalah Torah B'Emes means that Ian Seder, a person sits there for 2.5 hours and works on one Rashba until he understands it. Everybody feels that dives holy mood, but because he works on it, it's difficult. He's shvek. He harvests over. He doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. He doesn't walk out. Let's learn the Ritz for now. Sometimes you can see, I'm not, that's a different day. You can see sometimes from a different region what the other show in the Torah, man. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is you're going to the Ritz because you don't want to work. It's difficult. It's hard. Uvaharecha Anon. The door Midbar was the door of Torah. That's why Torah was given the Midbar 40 years. The Lashon HaMedrash. That should be in the midbar, the Medrash says, and the Torah should be Nivla B'davam. And yet, with all the Tiltulim, V'ayach Anan, they somebody settled down. I set up a base message. Yeah, one day, 1 hour, 1 minute. Kaparain, he's on the go. He's here, he's there. Difficult, not difficult. He's going down the street, it's hard to think. Train yourself. You won't see other things if you learn to think on the way. It's the most difficult time, I'm asking. You're going around the sights, the streets going on. Over the vice, a person could train himself. Reb Chaim used to train himself. That door, even when he's talking with another individual, he'd be thinking and learning. Many times in the middle, when he's talking to him, he'd go out for a second and go out to the brisker rabbi and tell him, this and this and this shayla I just thought of. Then he'd go back in and continue talking and then come out with tshuvas later on. He trained himself to think mitoich. The avoiding the Torah, everything going on. Because that's the Matthias of Torah. Torah is Mitzvah closer to every Matzah, every Matzah. There's a mockum for Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Yisrael of Harich HaOnon Aloi, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no excuses. There's no terutzim. If a person wants to get Torah, if a person wants to be Zechat to Torah, there are no terutzim. There's no answers, there's no excuses. The only answer is, I'm a quitter. Tell the Moyer to go Meiser one of these books. There's a certain child that was born to a couple. At a young age, they saw he wasn't functioning like a regular toddler. So they took him to a doctor. The doctor examined him. He's one of these autistics, I guess that's what he thought. He has many problems. So the doctor said to them, after doing the whole examination, he called them in for the consultation. And he said, you might as well just take him and put him in a room and let him live out his life till he dies. When the parents heard that word, those words from the doctor, they got so furious. That's what you said to my son, like a behemoth, to put him in. They were going to go prove the doctor wrong. And they went out and they found out the best school systems for this type of kid and the best thing and the best that. And the kid started to develop. And the kid started to go. And the mice by the time he was bar mitzvah, he was talking about a regular kid, talking and doing it. And he got up to give his, to say his bar mitzvah pshetel. And he got up to stelein for the Torah. And that Shabbos they invited that doctor to come see it. And the mice, the crowd was spoiled from the performance. Not a mistake. His bar mitzvah was beautiful. This boy who was giving up hope. And the parents had a double kavana. They wanted to bring the doctor in to show him and prove him wrong. And after davening, they called, they got together, the husband and wife, with the doctor, and they said, "Doctor, you remember what you said 13 years ago about our son? You remember what you said about him? You said we should just stick him in a room like a behemoth and let him live out his life there. Nothing will become. Well, look what became of him." And the doctor said, "I'm very proud. You see, when I saw that kid, I knew it was possible. But only," said the doctor, "only if the parents knew we're going to be fighters. And I had to say it so strongly to make them realize that, get them going and get them riled up." So the parents said it was a little bit of a harsh statement to make. But the parents knew we're not giving up on this child. And therefore, what became of him? A regular, normal kid, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, many times we give up on ourselves. In life, in situations. We give up on situations. The Ibn Yisham wants us to be fighters. He wants to fight for Torah. He wants us to fight for Ruchnius. We give up. Our parents say we have to come home, go to college. We want to fight. You have to fight sometimes. These ones who fight, at the end of the day, what becomes of them? Rabbi said, look what happens. These guys steig. Unbelievable. Maybe more than the ones who didn't have to fight their parents. I know people that the parents cut them off without a penny. Because they wanted them to go up to college. They wanted them to continue what they felt in the life of reality. The life of Riley. And these Bavim understood what is MS. Everybody has their own personal shayla paskening here. But they understood what was right, what they needed in their life at that moment. And they fought on. Not only were they Meiridik Matzliach, because the Siyat Nishmael was Meiridik. Because they had to fight, they weren't supported, they had to fight against the grain. But Soif Hashem Dovah, says Chazal, but Soif Nasa Oivim, but Soif the parents respected him, but Soif the parents came through. And they became great people, and the parents respected those children who followed on Rabbi Isai. Because it's difficult, because there's a fight, it's not in spite of Rabbi Isai, it's because. It's dafka b'toach le'afelus as David HaMelech. Ilo le'evavdi le'kamti. The nefila was a tzorech aliyah. The nefila was not just as the Chazal say. Sheva yibo chasari v'kom. That despite the falling he's come. That because of the falling he's come. Because of the hardship. Because of the falling. Because he sees he messes up. He works even harder. He pushes even forward. And that makes it under a mantra, by itself. Those who fight, those who go against their grain, and everybody has a typical, a certain grain they have to go against. Those who fight, at the end of it, the famous statement the Welt says, "Action Matzliach." The stubborn one will be Matzliach. The one who doesn't give up. The one who fights higher. The one who says, "As man, everybody's leaving at Shvetz after Shmuas. Guys go to sleep Shmuas. They wake up after they wake up for Slichas." It's difficult, his roommate's not getting up, this environment, they smooth, they this. No, Teretz Yisrael. If you're a fighter, if you're Eiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you realize Faket, the situation is difficult, because from that difficulty, you're going to be successful. Then Faket, he looks at the Nisayon as an opportunity. We don't ask for Nisayonis, but it's an opportunity. Nisayon, Lashon Neis, V'simo Sayal Neis. That from the Nisayon, he could go so high to be put on a pedestal. Nisayon Milashin Neis. Simo Yisrael Neis. Rabbi Yisrael, the Nisayonis that we have in our Aliyah and the Ben Torah, everybody has Nisayonis with the Mishnah Shon Perek Aleph. There's no Ben Adam in Oilam HaZeh doesn't have Nisayonis. Ha'oisha Ha'oini. Oh, but the Nisayon for Ben Torah. Ah, what a Nisayon there is, Rabbi Yisrael. We always say, the Malach comes to fight who? Not Avram and not Yitzchak, nor Yankiv, the Tsar. For us. So the Hilgach of Etzchayim, a man can fast in a whole day, can dive in a whole day. The Yitzchak doesn't mind so much. Fast, go to this place, get red strings, purple strings tied on your back and your nose, where it's this school and that school, the guys are going, Ruchnias, he came to Ruchnias, he goes to every Hoffman tour, he has to see every kevin that there ever was of Oitai. He's digging up his own kvarim. Mamish, he went to this. I'm not saying he's not needing to go over here. I'm not saying about his side. But he came to Ezron, he saw every mamish he didn't miss. He was up there and who knows where, finding some cabin for somewhere. At this school and that school, he's drinking water down in Yam HaMelech. It's a school to mash up your nose hairs. If you drink Yam HaMelech water, he's running there to drink the Yam HaMelech water. He's in Tveria. He has to see Beirosh on Miriam. He must see it. He's mamish, not his Eretz Yisrael experience. Will not be. He didn't see Beirosh on Miriam. And he's up there. He's mamish in the Hermon. He has to go up to the Hermon, of course, because the Pasuk speaks about Hermon. And he has to go down all the way to Be'er Sheva. Avram was in Be'er Sheva. Of course, you have to go to Be'er Sheva. Vayelech Avram. Be'er Sheva. He has to go to Be'er Sheva. Avada. Mamish, he has to go everywhere, here and there. And mamish, he's going good. He's taking the Ganze Tillim. I was going to Ganze Tillim in Be'er Sheva. In the place Avram once stepped. Oh, my, he stepped. He was in another place in Eretz Yisrael. But he has to go to the place that Avram once stepped. Abraham's tent, they have it in Be'er Sheva. Abraham's tent. The guy put up a tent. He put Abraham's tent. You can see Abraham's initials on the back of the tent. Aleph, Avram Avinu's initials on the back. Hey, there, Imamish says, the hotel at Mamish, Bechias, no, right. I'm not making fun of it. I'll take a Zachar voice. I say to him, Amalamaisa, the Eitzor doesn't mind so much. I'm going to talk to him. Hey, Mamish, go fasting, Mamish. So he missed that too much, Rabbi Isai. Mamish, he's fasting. Who knows, Mamish? Unbelievable days of fasting. Also, Gavaldik. Just not in the Torah, Rabbi Isai. Talk to Chavetz Chaim, not in his Torah, because he knows. With Torah, once he takes Torah, that's it. The Yetzer is finished. He knows that's the antidote. No Torah Tuesday, Rabbi Isai. Let him do everything. We're playing the greatest trip, Rabbi Isai. It's a ruchniyistika trip. The whole room planned it out, Rabbi Isai. After watching the movie late night, we planned out a gavaldik, a mitzvah, gereres, mitzvah trip. The next day, Rabbi Isai, to all the kfarim, Maron, Tzvaz, Tveria, and we're going to Yonas and Muzia. We have to daven for our zivug. Mamish, unbelievable. Maybe we'll meet our zivug there. But we also have to daven for our zivug there. It's moiridik, Mamish, unbelievable. He's there in Yonas and Muzia's kever, Mamish, standing outside waiting to get the zivug also. But he's there, also saying to Ilim, unbelievable, he's Moshe Nevesh to go out. He missed 3 days of Seder, Mesiris Nevesh, to go out to the Yonison Ben Uzil's Kevel. Ah, Ezra Mesiris Nevesh. Yitzhak Gavaldik, go. Every week you can go, every 40 days at Yonison Ben Uzil, Gavaldik. I'll help you get money. I'll send you money in the mail. Your great aunt's going to send you money instead of buying Sfarim this year. Last year you bought all the Ritvas. Why should they be on the sale? They look the same as they were in the store 2 years later. Why do we have to wait? We'll use it for trips. I'm not making fun. It's a gavaldik zayvigom. Chas v'sholom. It's the greatest zach. Oh, the Eitzor doesn't mind so much. He'll send you plenty of money for Aunt Tilly in West Virginia. She'll send you all the money. You use it for get no smarm anymore. Just trips. You use it for everything in Ruchnias, Rabbi Yisai. Aber l'maisa, just Torah. There he gives you the biggest insight. It's difficult. It's schwer. You don't have such a good head. Even if you have a good head, you're an Eloi. But l'maisa, you get sick a lot. Go on trips, rest, this, that. Every sign he's put in your way. That's the simmons of the Chana of the Sa'ar Shal Esav. Why? Because he knows with Torah, the Eitzahar is finished. Torah is the antidote of the Ganzi Eitzahar. It's a man of everything in the book he throws at it. But the person has to realize those difficulties are there for a purpose. Because you're going to, when you overcome them, when you beat them out, when you run to the base measures, we talk to the Ayi Cheshek, and you see yourself down, you learn without the Cheshek. Eventually, Rabbi Isai, from that you'll become great. From that you'll become somebody who everybody will look up to one day. Even though today people don't respect him, one day they'll respect him. One day he'll be that David Kohen, speaking in a thing, and everybody will say, oh, that guy, remember that Bacha? He was the Shvach, the Bacha in the whole yeshiva. I was such a smarter guy than him. How did he do it? He had a chver. He had it difficult. Came to him so hard. And he overcame. Should be zeichah v'eiza Hashem, Rabbi Isai. To understand, thus is the metzias of Kabbalah Zatoyri. Kabbalah Zatoyri is mitoich ha-tchak, mitoich ha-tiltu, mitoich ha-shverkeiten. Aber afal pike, but even more so, because of the Shmerkeit. That's how we get a kshor ava. That's how we get our connection to the Ben Yishlan. And through that we bring Ashri Mishu Amola Batoya for Nachas Ruach Yoitzvah. For that we bring the Emes and Nachas Ruach to the Ben Yishlan Yobesai. Because the Emes and Nachas Ruach, when a person mekabel ol Torah, when a person learns Torah mitoch atchak, what greater Nachas Ruach is there, Yobesai? Because the Nachas Ruach Yoitzvah. Ashrei Misha Amor Batoya can stand and sing it all in the Gunim. We have to feel it and know it. That when you sit there and you're Amor Batoya, what it's shver, it's a nochamor, nochamor till I get it. I want to stand Rashi. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make a million things in Nachas Ruach. Or state in Rashi in Tzaren and Tzadik Tess. Nefesh Amor Amor Aloy. At that moment when you're Amor, you make a million things in Nachas Ruach. What goes on in Shemayim? They send you down so it has to Rashi. But schuss that Amor, the Amor goes up and it's toiveh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Amor gives you really the Ksiyat Nishmai to understand the voice. And then you mechadesh Chidushi Toira. And then you go weiter and weiter and you become that Adam Gadol. Which means so you have to understand that in Musa. The Kabbalah is a Torah we took Alam Atzavim. When we're traveling, when we're going, Svarim we should have, we should learn Mitoch Atchak. It should be easy for us of Ado. But we should have this Yad Hashma, but we have to realize Mitoch the challenge, Mitoch the Tchak, Mitoch the difficulties. That's how we become Gdoilim. Be'ez Hashem, we should become the Emes Gadol Batoira. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to grow us in Achas. To Avinu Shebashamayim.